Welcome back to our series, Stop Spiritual Drought, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries Believers Academy. My name is Haley.
And my name is Jason. In this lesson, we will discuss step 5, stir up eternal life. Remember early in your Christian walk when you didn't mind grabbing anyone and telling him, listen to what faith will do. Jesus is alive. Sometimes low spiritual energy causes us to stop sharing with others or to hesitate to tell what God is doing.
You need to stir up that life you felt when you first believed. Mm-hmm. Remember, for you as a believer, eternal life isn't the sweet by and by. It began the moment you accepted Jesus as your Savior. Put your eyes and thoughts on what God is doing for you and through you. You have His life within you. Make it a priority to think about who He is on the inside of you and focus on His life in you.
Looking at what you can't do limits the flow of God's life through you. If this has happened to you, don't be discouraged. It happened to Timothy. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:8, so never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. The Lord wants you to share His love with everyone you meet. God will soften their hearts to receive what you are sharing. Now, if someone doesn't receive what you have to say, at least you have given them something to think about. Keep going and keep sharing the truth. It's up to you to stir up the eternal life God gave you. To prepare, say to yourself, I am alive with God's life. It's in me. It's illuminating my mind and my spirit. It's healing my body and delivering me from any trouble the enemy throws my way. It's giving me the very wisdom of God Himself. I have eternal life in me.
And share this excitement with others. They too will be stirred up to share Jesus everywhere they go. As we continue to stir ourselves up, spiritual weakness will have no place in us. Here are some activities you can do now to renew the excitement of the eternal life God put in you. First, make a list of what He gave you when you were born again and thank God for them.
Second, begin again to share with others how God has made your life alive in Him.
And third, rejoice that you don't have to wait. Eternal life is yours now.
Now, download the free study document, Faith Activities.
And isn't this fun? We have 4 more lessons left in this series. See you soon, and remember,
Jesus is Lord.